is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Seth has got game, but not enough game to get a third date with Melanie, so he's going to the bench and pulling us in.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Good morning, Seth.
Good morning.
So, give us a rundown how you and Melanie, as you mentioned in your email to us, got together, how you met, and the date, and we'll see if we can help figure things out for you.
Yeah, hey, I appreciate talking to you guys, because, like, this situation never really happens for me, so it's a little weird.
Okay, like, what part of it? You're, like, not getting called back?
Yeah, and the fact that, like, I'm a little bit hung up on Melanie, I'm not going to lie.
Okay, so how did you meet Melanie?
Yeah.
We met online.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, we were talking for a little bit, texting back and forth and doing some video chats and stuff like that, but then we decided to meet up for our first date. I don't drink coffee, so that's sort of like, I don't know. That's like a hurdle for some people. So,
okay.
Right. And I don't like doing meal dates as a first date. It's like just not really comfortable for me. So I asked if we could meet up and get a smoothie and like go for a walk in the park.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. That makes sense.
Switching it up like slightly. All right.
Yeah.
It was a great first date. Like I could tell instantly that we had a great connection. Good vibes, and I knew that, like, at that moment, all right, let's take the next step, and let's do a second date. And for the second date, we went out to dinner.
Okay, so this time now we're on to a meal. So we went from smoothie and a walk in the park to going to actually
You went from
somewhere.
Liquid form to hard foods.
Yeah, I went to, like, you know, a good restaurant, not, you know, like a not like a smoothie restaurant.
Right, but. Yeah.
So, and, you know, the dinner went really well. The food was great and conversation was great. We connected. We laughed. It was a really, really good time.
Okay.
And how did things wrap up for you?
Well, I, like, honestly, the vibe that I was getting from the, I thought she was going to invite me back to her place, but she didn't. And at the end of the date, I got a hug, and it was sort of like a cold kind of hug, like one of those, like, I'm hugging you out of obligation, like a side sort of hug thing, and then she she took off.
Mm.
And I haven't heard from her since.
So the smoothie date went well enough that she was willing to go to dinner with you. Then at dinner, something happened while you guys were at dinner.
This might be the age-old foodie call thing, or she just wanted a meal, maybe.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Maybe she just wanted a meal out of it.
Maybe she recognized an ex that was a staff member, or...
We've had that before.
...there at the restaurant, and she felt uncomfortable and needed to get out.
Hmm. I mean, if that's the case, that's, you know, I totally understand that. But
yeah.
Like, why not get back to me?
Or at least,
yeah,
like,
in that
on
scenario, just say something.
Right. You're on the date. Say, oh, my God, this is so embarrassing. My ex is two booths down from us with a girl I know, or whatever it may be.
Right. Yeah.
Not exactly. Everybody's as forthcoming with that type of information,
that
too,
is true.
Though. So I understand why maybe you also don't want to look like you're still hung up on them for some reason.
Right.
And then also go into this whole diatribe about, like, why, no, seriously, I hate them, and here's why.
Yeah.
That's not really very first date-y material.
Yeah, that could be a turnoff, too. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be more than willing to get a hold of Melanie for you and see if we can sort things out. And if so, we'll take care of dinner for you guys to go out again.
Great.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
So from what you heard, why isn't Seth getting a call back for a third date with Melanie?
Yeah, I mean, I know that this stuff can be kind of hard sometimes. What do you think?
What happened?
Yeah.
On the date.
Get your guesses in. Facebook, KX969, and X and Instagram, KZKX969. Year over year, time after time, we always say, gift form is the best form.
It's Date 'em or Dump 'em.
Now the conclusion to Date 'em or Dump 'em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And I'm just joining us to Seth, who's not looking for a third date with Melanie. The first one was a smoothie and walk around the park date. Then they went out for dinner. He thought everything went great and asked about possibly, well, she actually, he thought she was going to ask him to go to her place.
Okay.
After the dinner date, and she just gave him one of those side hugs and took off.
Oh, didn't get the invite.
Did not get the
Shut
invite.
Shut down!
So what went wrong between Seth and Melanie? Let's talk to her.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking for Melanie.
This is her.
Melanie, hi. It's JP and Coriel, the Kix Morning Show. How's it going?
Oh, God. Is this like a datum or dump 'em?
Yes, it is.
Sure is.
We are calling on behalf of a guy you went out with. Any weird dates that you've gone out with lately? Maybe a weird date with a guy named Seth?
I mean, I thought he was a pretty good guy.
Okay, so you do know who we're talking about. All right.
I mean, was it even weird?
Okay.
Or what's the reason why you're not getting back with them? Yeah. Or like going on another
Seth was
hangout?
Cool. Like, it was like everything was fine until our dinner bill came. That changed everything for me.
Did he make you want to split the bill, or what was going on? What happened?
No, it's not that, and I would have been willing to. So, like, he took out his phone, literally started calculating the tip, and he refused adamantly to do a penny over 15%.
Okay.
Okay. Was he being rude when he was talking about the service, too, or?
Service is great, but, like, he just went on this rant about, like, tipping fatigue and how he's just so sick of being expected to give servers or anybody who's supposed to be tipped more than 15%, and yada, yada, yada. Hmm. It was a lot.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so yeah.
I mean, I guess the standard is 18 to 20%. They lean more towards 20%.
Okay.
But I think they also have a breakdown on some of the receipts, too, where they show you, like,
here's
how much you owe if you do a certain percentage up. And I think it goes by 15, 18, 20.
But he was super adamant about 15%.
Yeah, and he got really worked up about it, and he was just explaining all this to me. Honestly, he just sounded like a prick.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I know sometimes you can kind of just catch a vibe how people talk about other people in situations. You can sort of get a little window into what it's like to be with them. Did you oblige in the conversation? Did you, like, discuss this with him and ask questions, too? Or is it basically one-sided how he just kind of just kept ranting?
I just kind of let it go. Like, I used to work in a restaurant, and I know how hard it is to, like, work really hard, and I know what it's like to get a tip. Mm. So, I mean, it was just a deal breaker for me. I did not like his attitude about it at all, and I just don't like how people who treat service people like that.
Melanie, since you know our show, you know that Seth is listening in. Seth, it was about your rant about no more than 15%.
Should have sprung for 5% more to keep the date going, I guess.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that, she was one of those people.
One of those people, okay.
Sorry, didn't agree with everything that you had to say. Yeah, I'm just one of those people.
One of those people that just goes around and throws money around to any and everyone who has their hand out and don't deserve it. You know, it's that's the problem.
Okay.
That's a big problem.
How so?
It is filled every minute. It was any time that they needed to fill your drink, it was filled, and you're acting like a jerk.
They're just doing their job. Like, I don't understand. Like, if they went above and beyond out of their way, like, I don't mind tipping a little bit more for, like, exceptional service. I work hard for my money. I watch my money. I'm not cheap. I'm frugal, okay? And, like, honestly, I want to be with somebody who's a little bit more fiscally responsible. So, like, if you are going to be one of those people who just throws money out, not paying attention to what's in your bank account, and then all of a sudden you're complaining about not having enough money. Oh, this economy sucks. Well, why don't you look at your own spending habits?
It's not even.
And you know what? I don't think it's going to work anyway.
Hold on, Seth. Melanie, what'd you say?
It's not even significant. And for you to think that I'm fiscally irresponsible is just ridiculous. It's rude. I just actually care about people, so we're just different.
Here's the thing. Okay. You think it's not a lot because you're looking at one point in time. If you go out to eat three times a week and you do that, 52 weeks a year, and you start adding that number of that amount up, that adds up. That's a plane ticket. You know, that's a vacation somewhere. That's money that you can put into your own investment account. Come on now. Like, you could put it in your IRA, and you can start earning money off of it. Like, that's just how my brain works. And I'm sorry that that's not how your brain works. Honestly, that's fine. If you don't think that way, then that's fine.
Wow. Okay, but we all know and we all have the understanding that if you're going to go out and eat like this and utilize these services, that is part of the
experience
and like what you are obligated to do is to tip your server.
Right.
So I feel like you're sort of acting like that's a surprise to you, but like you chose to go out to eat. You knew what was coming.
But wait, you're saying that I didn't tip. I did tip. I tipped 15%.
Right. You tipped barely anything.
Which, granted, is the minimum, but it's also not bad. It's not like I tipped them 5%. Or I didn't tip them anything.
Like a dollar, yeah. Something kind of crazy.
No, it is. It is. It is. It could be much worse. It could be that you didn't tip at all. Absolutely.
Right.
You might as well not have.
Yeah, from what it sounds like, yeah.
And this is it. If etiquette is supposed to be, okay, minimum is 20%, then don't even have the option for 15%.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You did mention, too, though, that you would tip maybe more for exceptional service. I mean, like, what constitutes exceptional service? Like a shoulder massage and a tap dance number?
I don't know. If something got messed up, like something where they had to go, like the server had to go above and beyond what they ordinarily had to do.
Sparklers on top of some sort of cake.
Sure.
With them doing a dance.
Nipple tassels.
Now you're just being ridiculous.
Okay, yeah.
No, we are. We're just poking fun.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you did make a point. You could have just not tipped at all.
Right.
So the fact that you did, that is
something nice.
But it sounds like you two have sort of a different expectation for when you go out and have these dinner nights out or places where you might have to tip someone for their service.
And Melanie worked in this job career before, so she has an idea, different perspective than you do, Seth. And that's fine. And that's just means that you guys probably aren't meant to be together.
So moving forward with the date.
They're both like no. All right. Well, I'm glad you cleared that up, Coriel. Seth, thanks for getting a hold of us. And this is why Melanie and you just won't be a match. Maybe you'll find somebody who's also fiscally responsible as you are for your next date.
Yeah. And I'm sure they're out there.
Okay. Melanie, hey, thank you very much for being on the show with us. Thanks for listening to the show, too.
Yeah.
We appreciate
you.
And keep doing what you're doing, all right?
All right. Cool. Thanks.
Everyone in Nebraska wakes up to JP Coriel and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.